Today is very uncomfortable. It's a message that we all need to hear. It's not a feel-good message. It's not a knock-you-in-the-ground message. It's just something we need to hear as a church body, okay? I'm going to walk through some scripture. I'm not the best at deliverers. I'm going to trust his word coming out of my mouth today and see what's going on. And the reason some of this stuff didn't happen to manipulate what was going on and get some laughs, he made me the busiest I've ever been in my life the last 3 weeks. Last time I was up here, I went to D.C. Woo. Yeah, I got through it. As I was walking the streets there, a dude looks like a lady came to my head. I'll leave it there. There were plenty of them. There was a lot of different languages being spoke. I seen a lot of homeless. I mean, there was a lot of homeless. And the shame that they carry, and I don't know why, they wouldn't even look at you. I mean, they just held their heads down low. So Orville, he's from another branch. We went 20,000 steps in one day looking at all the monuments. He goes and gets a McDonald's, and he's feeding them. And right where we go out to eat, some backyard alley Mexican restaurant, we walk past a homeless shelter, but right next to it is this rich, extravagant place where people are drinking $300 to $400 bottles of champagne, big fat steaks, fish, lobster, whatever, and right next door is homeless. And I'm like, what's wrong here? And everybody told me, oh, D.C. is so dirty. It was super clean. The area I was in, it was super clean. And 20,000 steps, I got to see everything. The Lincoln Memorial is bigger than I thought. White House smaller than I thought. Don't care if I ever go back. When it went to Indy. And so the Lord used all of this. When I was in Indy, I had to do this for some training on my job. And I got introduced to things I already knew about, but a little bit more. Everybody knows AI. How big is it becoming? They're explaining to me how much bigger it's going to be becoming. So I got introduced, and as this guy was teaching this, I was writing down sermon notes. I'm like, that's demonic, that's demonic, that's demonic. And he was kept giving me and giving me and giving me. And I don't want to be deceived, so I'm going to bring some of that towards the end of this message so you guys don't get deceived either. And then he took us to Michigan City. And let me tell you, super boring for my wife, because she's not a person that likes to go out and do things. It was at a casino. Temptation was there to unload your savings to go try to win a bunch of money, and we did not. We were... Huh? We did not unload our money.
Well, and they make the rooms boring at those places because they want you down there to get all your money. So I just felt like I was knocking it out. So he was on the 12th
floor? Yes, 12th floor. No, 13th floor. And then our vending machine wouldn't let us, it wouldn't work to get drinks either. So you had to go up and down more flights of stuff to get drinks. And they were $6. Yeah, so what the next day we went to Dollar General and found everybody has a Dollar General, and we found Dunkin', which was like, we are good now. Right by my hotel in D.C. was a Dunkin'. I'm like, I'm good. So every morning I was going to get Dunkin', and it was on Ivy Tech, so I'm good. All right, so the subject matter I'm going to talk about today is, it's been all over the news, more recent in the last few months, the last few years. It's been talked about for decades. It's been written on cave walls. Do you know what I'm talking about? Hieroglyphics. People are pointing out this, this, and this. And always something I personally questioned. I grew up being a huge Star Wars fan. All these weird-looking things. But I knew it was fantasy. It wasn't real. It was fake. But because everything that they're saying in the news, when UFOs come up, it disagrees with my faith. I've been uncomfortable every time I hear it. Is there life on other planets? I will point out in Scripture today that no, it does not. God is not a God of confusion. All right? I will cover some Scripture today that will prove that he only died once. Okay? He died once to cover everything. He didn't have to go to another planet with other things to die for them too. Okay, he died once for everybody and everything. It's in Scripture. It's in there at least once. And hopefully I don't skip over it today. So today I want to talk about deception and then see what God's word says about it. Remember Eve. Eve didn't even have a name when she was deceived yet. You go down in that chapter, then he named her. She didn't have an identity, kind of. Okay? That would preach. So when Eve got deceived, was she pure? She was walking with the Lord. Deception has never entered the world. She was deceived. She was pure. We are pure because of Christ, but we can easily be deceived. Deception does not come with a warning label. It's not the box on the front porch that says fragile. Usually, I know Sonia said this, usually when you're being deceived, you don't even know it. You've been programmed for years. You have been programmed since you were little. How many watched E.T.? How many watched Star Wars, Star Trek? We can keep on with the list going, Battlestar Galactica. We have been programmed through cartoons. We've been programmed over and over to make it more acceptable. And I'm telling you right now, the UFO sightings that they're seeing, and I will prove it in Scripture, are demonic activity. And I'm going to prove it in Scripture, New Testament and Old. Okay? Let me pray. First, I want to get out of the way, but I need to give credit to Jack Hibbs, Mark Carell, Dr. Hugh Ross, 66 books and 40 authors, and all the glory goes to God, right? All this was gathered. How many notebooks do I got laying around the house? In my car, everywhere, here, and I go gather them all for... He's put us all together for, I don't know, 10, 13 years. So let me pray. Father God, let your gift of discernment work mightily today through this message and reveal truth through your word. Open eyes and clean out ears so we have eyes to see and ears to hear. So I surrender my heart, my strength, and my voice to you for as long as you want this to go today. In Jesus' name, amen. This was 3 hours long if I didn't stay up later last night and get rid of all of it. Sonny did call me. I got to tell truth now, so I was going to say prior that Sonny did text me, but how long has Sonny ever went? 2 through 2 hours? I'm not keeping you that long. I hopefully get you guys out before you guys start starving. I want to set a quick foundation first, okay, before I dive into everything. This is going to be built, but I want to set a quick foundation in Scripture. It says in Isaiah 46, 9 through 10, I'm going to read through the ESV. She'll put it up in New King James. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is no one like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish my purpose. Whose purpose? His purpose. So he says he knows the future. And to know the future, you have to know the past. So we're going to go back in time. We're going to prove that UFOs are demonic. All right? And then I'm going to touch on how much other things that are going to go on. I'm not going to read all these scriptures. I'm going to probably just call a few out and give you the points from them. 2 Peter 1, 19 through 21, it says, God, it's God's prophetic word. Can we all agree upon that? I'm going to take this off and use that. It's bugging me. We can hear yourself breathing. I don't like it. Okay. 2 Peter 1, 19 through 21. It's God's prophetic word. It's been 100% accurate. It's never, ever been wrong. So we can trust that God's word is 100% accurate and God doesn't lie. I'm going to stand firm on that foundation right now, and everybody in here that's saved should stand on that. Even when you do not understand it, it's still true. All right? So you have to grow into what that truth is. Some of this was, that's weird, and it's going to get weirder, so hold on. Revelation 1, 12 through 19. I think I need to read that one. I did not give it to you, Becky. Revelation 1, 12 through 19. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands was like a son of man, clothed with a long robe, with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white, like white wool, like snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined in a furnace, and his voice was like that, the roar of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars. From his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun, shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though I was dead. He laid his right hand on me, saying, "Fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. Write therefore the things you have seen, so those that are and those that are to take place after this." So it is the victorious, glorified Christ we're talking about. So he's already up in heaven. We already know he ascended. That's where he's at right now, the glorified Christ. He holds death and Hades in his hands, and he's telling us the beginning from the end. If he's the first and he's the last, is there anybody after him? So what I spoke about last time, the train of his robe is full, so he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Can we all agree upon that? Let me build on that. All the others have been destroyed. Okay. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 4. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. What are strongholds? They can be. We need to destroy pagan worship and demonic activity. Okay? Scripture tells us, and I found 25. I won't give them all to you. I'll only give you a few. I had 53 scriptures when I wrote all this out in the beginning, and I got it down to 13, I think. So I got some time. I had a lot of videos I wanted to show, but we had been here all day. 25 scriptures that tells us to expose things that are demonic. Okay? I'm going to give you a few. 1 John 4, 1 through 6. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. For this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, from which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. It says, and now is in the world already. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Say it. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Ephesians 5:11. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. 2 Timothy 4, 3 through 4. People won't listen to sound doctrine. They will not. Demons are and are going to deliver false teachings. It's happening in churches everywhere. There are people on a pulpit telling us right now in California, Texas, they're telling us that these aliens are sinless and are here to help us. That is a lie, okay? So I want the devil is a liar, and that is a lie coming from some pulpits, okay? If you are not in a church that's speaking truth, you need to exit. This church speaks truth. all right? Or we wouldn't be here. Luke 21, 28. Now, this is exciting right here. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. All right? Let's praise God for his word. Can we all agree that he has a perfect, perfect plan? I'm watching it unfold. Is that a decent foundation? Setting so we know. All right. Do you know where I'm going now? Okay. I made a note to myself. Please check out on your own everything I say today. All right? Everything. Everything I say. Go home, watch the videos I might display in depth. Read more scripture. Read this book. Not somebody's opinion. Have you ever been smacked upside the head and felt dazed and confused? Okay? Does anybody want to volunteer? All right. Yeah. Sometimes it takes the brick upside the head. Dazed is a Greek word, if I pronounce it right, planeo. Planeo means to believe something that is not true. Typically, in order to gain some personal advantage, it means you could be swindled, defrauded, misguided. The Bible uses led astray. Deception is whatever makes you wonder. Wonder from what? Truth. Stay with me. So turn off your distractions today, and please, 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 I'm going to say this a dozen times throughout this, check out everything I'm attempting to deliver today and make a conclusion, and set your default button to believe the word of God. 2 or 3 years ago, I was on a Tuesday night group, Jim Pond, Scott, COVID hit, so it's been three-plus years. The Lord was telling us that we need to get our default ready. We need to know where we stand. Things are coming unseen before, so we need to be ready. So I've been setting my default button to stand on a firm foundation. And it's awesome to watch growth in my wife, and I feel sometimes in myself, but sometimes I don't feel worthy of doing half the things I do but he's worthy, so I do it for him. So we have been living in a time of deception. And the stage has been being set for years and years and years, so I want to strongly hit on two things today. Maybe follow up with some other stuff, but you guys get to be something today. You guys get to be fact checkers. How many posted stuff on Facebook over the last X amount of years and got fact checked? So today you get to be fact checkers. Are we all good with that? Check on them. I got a clue for you. This is the best book to look at. It will help you out. And you know that you don't have to go, people at church are getting deceived, okay? I don't have that in my heart. I already covered that. And God's word is absolute, whether we understand it completely or not. It's 100% accuracy. Covered that. Deception is exploding in our country and around the world. Some media groups are showing it, and some are suppressing it. And what am I talking about? About UFOs. And now they gave it a new name. Anybody know the new name? UAPs, Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon. Okay, that's weird. That's just like the enemy's just saying, hey, look, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear. So walk with me today, and we're going to unleash this bizarre, we're not unleashing it, we're going to expose it. This unleashing of bizarre demonic activity has been going on. And I'm going to say it again, UFOs, say it with me, are demons. And demonic activity in Scripture. And now I'm going to prove it. So your discernment will help here. There is a video about 2 minutes long. It's the only one I'm going to show, I promise. I want you to just hear what they got to say.
Do a double take. The video was shot by U.S. fighter pilots on a training mission off the coast of Jacksonville, Florida. Pilots reported seeing mysterious objects that could reach hypersonic speeds, 5 times the speed of sound, and still turn on a dime.
There's a whole fleet of them. Oh, my gosh.
Even the New York Times is taking the UFO sighting seriously. Wow, what is that? Navy pilots report unexplained flying objects. Now, the video is part of a 6-part History Channel series, Unidentified, Inside America's UFO Investigation.
It's utterly baffling, actually.
I spoke to no less an authority than Christopher Mellon, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence. You're seeing them, what, turn on a dime, accelerate quickly?
So they easily outmaneuver our frontline combat aircraft and sometimes accelerate away at thousands of miles an hour, speeds that would rip apart an F-35 or an F-22 and kill the pilot. We have really no idea how this is being achieved.
So what is it? UFO or foreign military?
What could they be?
Yeah, great question. So we all want to know. I'd like to remind everybody, unidentified flying object doesn't mean alien spaceship. But we have to keep an open mind. The alien hypothesis is just a hypothesis at this point. Might be the Russians and Chinese. Could be perhaps some private industry somewhere. But none of these hypotheses are comfortable, and they all seem low probability, and yet the facts are the facts.
Do you ever notice how we can have a jet here and a jet over here, and they can have great coverage where you can like zoom in and see the smile on the other guy's face, but that's what you get? You never get anything accurate. That's deception. Okay? It's deception. Could the military have something like that? Yes. Something to go supersonic speeds? No. All right? Man can't create that. That's God created, and I'm going to prove that too. So there was a Harvard professor, Jewish Harvard professor, that says, he's setting the stage, says Jesus was an alien. Keep that in mind. We're going to come back to that one. Anybody heard of Area 51? For years, the Roswell crash. Photos, as bad as Atari, even worse than Atari. Cave walls, videos, movies, sci-fi, all programmed deception. Every bit of it's been programmed. So I believe we are living in the days of deception. And I will say this 1,000 times maybe today. I believe it is demonic in nature. So questions you need to ask yourself, is that true? Is it? And why now? Why now are these things going on in the world that align with the second coming of Christ? That's what it's all about, right? The enemy has this amount of time to steal as many people as he can to take to hell with him. We have that same amount of time to go get people and fill up heaven. That's what we should be doing. So I'm setting that stage. That was fake. That was demonic. Whatever. Turn with me to Matthew 24, 1 through 4. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left upon here, upon another, that shall not be thrown down." Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" Red letters. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you." Okay? Mark 13, 1 through 6. Then he went out into the temple. One of the disciples said to him, "Teacher, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here." And Jesus answered and said to him, Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down." Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of all these things will be fulfilled?" And Jesus, answering them, began to say, "Take heed that no one deceives you." Luke 21, 5 through 8. Then as some spoke of the temple, how was it adorned with beautiful stones and donations, he said, these things which you see, the days will come in which not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down. So they asked him, saying, teacher, but when will these things be, and what sign will there be when these things are about to take place? And he said, take heed that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time has drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them. I think it's a pretty clear warning. Don't go after them. Scientists said, church pulpits are saying, these are sinless creatures. I'm going to get to how they're going to finally contact us. They've been contacting us for years. You guys do deliverance. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But the rest of us who don't know and are kind of scared of walking and seeing that, I'm going to show you, I hope, have your discernment on. In Mark 13, 1 through 6, you don't have to put it back up there. If you go back and you read different translations, it says they'll come in my name, which is my authority, speaking with authority. Jesus promised mass global deception in the last days. It's happening. He just warned us three times in Scripture. Probably all happened at the same time. It was just somebody else's viewpoint. Luke 21, 25. And there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and on the earth, distress of nations where perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. There's going to be signs in the sky. Okay? Jesus said in Scripture in Matthew 24, 24, for false Christ and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders so to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Who's the elect? Okay, I can't stress enough the importance of today's word. It's not going to make you feel super good. I'm trying to open some eyes. Have you ever sat through a lecture? Been in a church service and you left there believing everything you hear, and it swayed you to believe however somebody delivered something. Okay? My heart is for him. I've been in that place where I walked out of something, I believed every word they said, but Holy Spirit radar was check into that. It was going off, so something wasn't right. Everything that they're saying sometimes is not right. Trust that. God gave us that truth for a reason. So people can and will always sway you if you're not paying attention to Jesus. If your eyes are off him, you can be swayed. So what do we need to do? Keep focused on him. So over the last few months, this was videos I was going to show, but it's too long, at Capitol Hill had testimony. There was three witnesses. UFO hearing, if you want to write it down, you can go watch it, is Chuck Todd from NBC News. And they are going to move forward with even more testimony behind closed doors that won't be recorded. No devices will be in there, soundproof walls, and UAP, unidentified aerial phenomenon, sightings have increased 500 to 1,000%. That's a lot of demonic activity. So let me set the stage with some Christian scientists. Want to hear some Christian perspective? Okay, I do too. His name is Dr. Hugh Ross. He did an interview with a pastor. I won't read it all. I'm just going to hit some highlights of it. He commented and said, he answered the question, 2 years ago is when the U.S. government and several European governments released a lot of classified materials on UFOs, and that sparked a lot of interest in UFOs. So I'm not at all surprised that they are getting more reporting of it. He says they are hoaxes or secret military activity that's going on. When I look at the 1% residual as a property of defying the laws of physics, and in yet many cases, we can prove that the phenomenon is real. We're dealing with non-physical reality. God created the physical and the non-physical. He says we're dealing with non-physical reality, demons, okay, deception. Remember that Jewish Harvard professor says Jesus was an alien. So keep that in mind. So what we're dealing with is something from the spiritual realm. I'm going to get some more scripture and I'm going to prove it. That 1% residual in UFOs coming through our atmosphere at 5 to 18,000 miles per hour, but that witnesses never report a sonic boom or any evidence of heat friction behind the UFO. Whoever watched the space shuttle coming back from, you always heard the sonic boom. You've seen the heat friction, right? None of these have it. When they hit water, there's no splash. When they crash, there's no evidence of them. Supposedly, there's when they crash. They're saying they have live, or no, they have dead ones, but they can't prove it. They're not going to show it. So again, I think they're deceiving us. If it's a physical craft, there would be debris. An Air Force pilot seeing UFOs turning sharp right angle corners and acute angles at 5 to 25,000 miles per hour. No physical object can withstand those G-forces. It would shatter. I'm not a scientist. I'm going to trust what he says. There was a question, the connection to the occult activity. How many people have seen the crazies that worship these things and go out and have all these sightings and all this? So the question was asked, if we know this phenomenon is not physical, then what connection between occult activity, supernatural, spiritual activity, maybe dark activity in these UFO sightings have you seen? I'm just going to comment on the one. Something beyond the space, time, dimensions of the universe, the supernatural. There is a group of people, and there's a famous incident in where the human contactee was put into a trance and then began to write a book. It's called the URANTIA, the Uratana book, and it's the Bible of several UFO occult religions. It's almost 4,000 pages long, and a third of the content of the book is focused on denying the deity of Jesus Christ. What does that say? It tells me it's demonic. That was I was sold right there. Can life exist on other planets? For a planet to be livable, it has to have a particular orbit. Planets, none of them reside in even 3 of the 14 known planetary habitable, can you say the word? For a planet to be truly habitable, it must simultaneously reside in all 14, and we only know of one planet that resides in all 14. It's the one you're sitting on. The sun is our light and our only reason for existence. The one that glows and the one that lives inside of us. Hebrews 9 and 10, Jesus Christ died one time and in one place for all sinners. One time for all sinners. Hebrews 9 and 10. I'm going to leave that right there. Get rid of this so I don't drop it. I had some aluminum foil in my bag. See if I wanted to put a tinfoil hat on today. My wife did not want to. Those are some awesome points, okay? Other facts. We can communicate instantaneously now, can't we? I mean, I can call somebody in China, wherever they're at, I can call them and they're going to answer the phone. We didn't have that prior. We can display live feeds all over the world. Man is talking about being ruled by one ruling system. I mean, I've been talking about it forever, but I think we're closer now. So the Antichrist has everything Scripture warned us about set up and becoming within his reach. How many of you remember when we just had cash? That's all we could use. And then somebody got introduced to credit card. And then your credit card turned into your ATM card. And then your ATM card became on your phone. And all you have to do now is and pay and now we're becoming a cashless society, and they've been scaring us of that cashless society. So it's been coming and building upon and building upon and building it upon. What do I say that? We have internet apps gathering information about you. Facebook, you have to accept. There's other apps. They're monitoring your spending. How many shop at Kroger and use a little Kroger card? They're collecting information. These things happen gradually. It didn't happen overnight. And if it helps with acceptance and the deception. The generation of old, I'm going to claim still young, but most of us remember those things. Some of our younger generation, it's acceptable. Isn't it acceptable? It's becoming acceptable because it's all you know. It's all you know. So there is a twist and a catch and a consequence to play later. Has anybody ever read the book, The Art of War? Good book. When you're far from your enemy, make them think you're close. When you're close to your enemy, make them think you are far away. And when you are strong, make them think you are weak. And when you're weak, make them think you are strong. And when you're launching a war against them, make them think you're not. I'm going to stand firm and probably say this pretty loud. We are at war. Okay? We are at war. Say it with me. We are at war.
We are at war.
It's true. We are at war. She opened up with the scripture. She kind of had an idea where I was going today, but not that scripture. Okay? We're going to go to that scripture here in a second. So there's been, it's in the news right now, the IRS, it's Jay Sekulow. I'm not a lawyer, but I listen to him every now and then. The IRS has been gathering information. If you have keywords about tracking Christians, they've been doing it. It just got released. They're still fighting it in the courts. Go look it up for yourself. Too much to read and show you on the screen because we'd be here for 3 hours. Hollywood, cartoons, media has slowly pushed and conditioned us for these. There's stories, there's interpretation. One atheist, I caught this, has a twist on scripture. Moses was glowing on the mountain. Jesus was glowing on the mountain. Elijah was glowing. And this harvest scientist, remember, said Jesus was an alien. Stories about aliens, lights were bright around them. See where they're going to try to twist it? Okay. Remember, scripture says Satan can deceive by being an angel of light. Says that, right? Okay. Also remember, he is a created being. A created being. So you do see this twist and the deception that they can kind of step into that. So keep your eye on 2 Corinthians 2:11. Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Don't be ignorant of his devices. And let's remember this verse, Ephesians 6:12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. We are warning with an enemy of deception. This enemy can step in and step out into different realms. Think of that. It's demonic, making visible and then not visible. It's doing supernatural realm stuff that Dr. Ross, if you go watch his interviews, talking about. He also was on a documentary called God versus Aliens. I watch it. If you get bored, turn it off. But he's describing that if I seen a UFO, a demon, I'm not even going to call them UFOs, I'm going to start calling them demons, that they're right here, and then all of a sudden, they're 65 miles away. Okay? How'd that happen? It's a demon. He stepped in the realm, out of the realm, and back over here in the realm. All right? I'm going to show you scripture to prove that here in a minute when we get to Ezekiel. So do you not, as a believer in Jesus, see a correlation of false religion today? Cults, the advent of man losing his mind, strange, bizarre increase in violence, sexuality, breakdown of family, suicide, racism, gender confusion, and war. Or rumors of war. All these things were mentioned in Scripture. Nothing has lessened. It has increased. Scripture says in Luke 17, 22 through 30. And it was in the days of Noah. Go back one. We'll get there. Then he said to the disciples, the days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, look here and look there. Do not go after them or follow them. For as the lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, so also is the Son of Man will be in his day. But first he must suffer for many things and be rejected by this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that the Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire, brimstone from heaven, and destroyed them all. Even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Who's he being revealed to? He's already been revealed to us. Okay? So, if it says if it's going to be in the days of Noah, so we go back to law first mention, and if God knows, you have to learn from the past to know the future, let's walk there. In Genesis 6:5, it says, every intention of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually. How many people know people like that? You're sealed with the Holy Spirit. We're not like that. But other men outside those doors that want to trick you and deceive you are like that. They're in our government. They're in leadership in our countries and other countries. So other scriptures are in Samuel, both of them, Chronicles, Daniel, Job, even the book of Enoch. If anybody's ever read the book of Enoch, it's great. So let's expose the enemy here. Wonder why these things don't affect you, which I just said. It's because we have the Holy Spirit. We are sealed by truth. We know, yes, I want to believe that because that's pretty cool. I could go slap Chewbacca on the head, but he's fake, okay? So Christians need to stand in the way and explains why we will be removed. Christians stand in the way of the elite. Whether you believe in the rapture, we're going to be murdered, or whatever, pre-trib, mid-trib, that's a whole different sermon. I don't want to go there today. We are a threat to the ruling elite. Okay, we are. Sodom and Gomorrah, angels walked in, and what did they want to do? They wanted to, yeah, I'm not going to go there. Moses' body, who fought for it? Satan fought who? Michael, for the body. Why? Why did Satan want Moses' body so bad? Have you seen, let me expose something. I don't watch a lot of TV, don't watch the news, but anybody remember when Tupac passed and then I don't know how many years later they put him on stage at one of the Grammys or whatever awards and it was a hologram? Okay, stay with that. Maybe Satan wanted that body to project or inhabit it so we could be confused and deceived later, or the people of Israel could let him astray then. I don't know. But he fought for it for a reason. So Noah's days, kind of sounds familiar, had pagan worship. Men's thoughts were evil. Things were going on, sacrificing, demon worship, gender changes. So it's not really new for today. It's the same demons today. I highly recommend reading a book by Jonathan Cahn called The Return of the Gods, little g. It's the same demons Jesus was fighting. The Assyrians, Egyptians, and the list can go on and on and on. 2 Thessalonians 2:3-12. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sits in God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And now the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. And the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, and that they all may be condemned who did not believe in the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Sometimes I've been taught that that's futuristic, that we're already out of the way, but not always right. So I read somewhere, I couldn't find it in Scripture, an evil would not come again until the second coming. So don't hold me to that. If you find it in Scripture, please tell me, but we are there. We are there. All these things are happening that happened way back in Noah's day. We're there. In Job 38:3-7, I'm not going to read it all, but it's describing the morning stars singing together and all the sons of God shouting for joy. The sons of God are angels. Correct me if I'm wrong. Be nigh Elohim. Okay. Isaiah 14, 9 through 15. Let's talk about Lucifer's, talks about Lucifer's fall and saying he will set his throne on high above God and be like the Most High. Not going to read it for the sake of time. Ezekiel 28, 13 through 15 talks about Satan being the anointed cherub and the protector of authority before his fall. Right? He's mad at you. He hates you. Okay? He does. He hates you. He doesn't care where you go. He wants you to go to hell. Yeah, we hate him. So how am I doing? It's kind of boring, but it's something I really, really feel that needed to be heard. All right? I'm going to get to the exciting part. Well, Jesus is in charge, so we're good. Is it weird? A little bit? Weirder is coming. Unexplainable things are coming. Flying in the water, AI. Anybody watch? They don't show this on the news. They suppress it. China, Japan, showing these robots that can talk and do all these weird things and have consciousness, all right? Think about that. I'll get to that part in a minute, too. Genesis 6, 1 through 4. Let me read this from the screen. Now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God, angels, saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves, all whom they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came and the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Giants. So, what to say? Reproducing male and females, right? So you still need male and females, right? Okay, so that's kind of not being taught these days, but we still need males and females to have babies. But it says married daughters, okay? It wasn't God's way of marriage. They pretty much raped them, okay? They took them. They were beautiful daughters, eye-stimulating procedures, whatever they put makeup on, whatever they did it, no big deal. But there were fallen angels. Everybody knows that Lucifer took a third of them, right, in deception. Angels, not demons. But angels, the fallen ones, are demons. Am I correct? Okay. Giants before the flood and after the flood. Goliath was 9 foot 6 inches tall. I don't know why I wrote that in there. Has nothing to do with this, today's sermon. The fallen angels after the flood started over and did it again. Okay. Goliath had siblings. That's a whole nother sermon. Pastor David Fleetwood taught on them and what their names meant. And Nephilim means what? Fallen ones. Different types. Giants are the offspring of the fallen ones. Here is where you can do some reading and discover on your own. Deuteronomy 2:10. Okay? It mentions some other pines. Hopefully I pronounce these correct. E-M-I-M. So M-M, Rephaim, Anachim, Arba. There's even more. Emim is the terrorizing ones. And there's a story, I couldn't find it. I didn't really search for it. Of somebody fighting one that looked had the face of a lion. Okay, Ezekiel saw a wheel in the sky. Okay, Ezekiel 1-10. Let me read it. In the 13th year, in the 14th month, on the 15th day of the month, as I was among the exiles, the Sherbar Canal, the heavens were open, and I saw visions of God on the fifth day of the month. It was the fifth year of the exile. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans at the canal, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there. And as he looked up, a stormy wind came out of the north, a great cloud with brightness around it, and fire flashing forth continually in the midst of the fire as it was gleaming metal. In the midst of it came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had human likenesses, but each had four faces, and each had four wings. Their legs were straight, and their soles of their feet were like the soles of calf's foot. I'm going to stop right there. So just my whole point was, when you read the rest of this, so I highly suggest you go read all of Ezekiel chapter 1. Verse 4 was talking about they had the face of an ox, they had the face of a lion, and four of them had the face of an eagle. And verse 14, when you get down there, says, the living creatures darted to and fro like the appearance of a flash of lightning. So they came in, they went out 65 miles away, and these were ones that were bringing the presence of God. And those, the fallen angels still have the same powers, right? Am I wrong? So they can still do that. Come in, come out, and deceive. Not what Ezekiel's telling us about, but if you get to the end of Ezekiel, it's they're showing a rainbow in the presence of the Lord. He was bringing the Lord's glory. Verse 17 talks about the wheel within a wheel. Okay? The deception in the sky. So read Ezekiel, and he's describing to us what UFOs are being described as today. Angels have power, even the fallen ones. The Nephilim, the children, are why God destroyed by the flood to a degree. It's why Joshua was ordered to burn everything in the cities he conquered. I mean, doctors, nurses. Why did he do that? You know what an autoclave is? Anybody knows what an autoclave is? Okay. What's it do? Sterilizes. Gets really, really hot. It destroys viruses, DNA at extreme temperatures. These cultures were a polluted bunch of hybrid freaks. That's why he burned everything. Because if they left it on the cow, if they left it on the sheep, they left anything, they could have that DNA to continue on and continue on. That's why God, I think, ordered to burn them all. Jude 1, 5 through 7. But I want to remind you, though, you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them is a similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Reading that, proper dwelling place, abode, is home, or you can reference it to as skin. Strange flesh, unauthorized flesh. They were not authorized to do what they did. So he condemned them forever. We are not condemned that way. That's why he's mad. We get forgiveness. They do not. All right? We do unauthorized things all the time. We have Christ. They do not. They're mad. Remember, they hate you. Genesis 6:9 gives us the genealogy of Noah. He walked with God and probably had perfect, without defect, DNA. Okay? The flood washed away all the defect. Genesis 3:15, I will put warfare between you, the woman, and between your seed. And if you read in your Bible, that seed says it in lowercase, and her seed, capitalized. He, Jesus, shall crush your head, and you shall bruise his heel, which is the cross. So I'm going to say it again. UFOs are demonic activity. Do you see it? Okay. Man is making its last-ditch effort to govern itself. This stuff got freaky when I was in Indy. Artificial intelligence. There was this laptop, about $6,000, projecting 3D images. I could sit there and spin whatever part I wanted to look at. If I wanted to break down a car part, I could do this. I mean, it was wild. And they want to send me to Louisiana, where it's already down in their prison system, so we can save on buying supplies and teach them how to do it that way, which would be a lot of money. It's a lot of savings. But that thing was super smart. But I kept, when he was telling me, when you type things in, it's still 68% accurate. Okay? If I told you something that was 99% true, what is it? Still a lie. 1%. So if we're going to trust this new information and these robots and all this other stuff, 68%. That's all they are accurate. Some of them only have, depending on what technology you're in, only have a grade education level. Okay? They're getting smarter. Go watch the things from China and Japan where these robots are lifelike. It's about AI. There's a means in Scripture, by the way, the ruin. If you go back and look at Ai, it's in Joshua, I think, 8 or 9, the ruin. And go watch a Tucker Carlson interview with Elon Musk about Ai. He says, Elon Musk, by the end of this year, it will change our society. We are building our own slave master. AI computer programs, I already said, are over 30% wrong all the time. So it's not true. I will leave that with your own discernment. Don't trust it. Okay? But we use it every day. How many of you got a cell phone? How many of you ask it for information? That if I didn't skip it. Anybody heard of that? Is it GPI or GTI chat? GP4 writes poetry. It paints. It painted its first picture. It's ugly. It sold for $10,000. $10,000 for a computerized painting. It writes sermons. It's already been used in Europe. They already preached from it. And when you ask questions, it always puts Jesus down. Not Muhammad, not anyone else. It denies the deity of Christ. So Elon Musk says we cannot have a democracy with this tool. It will be used in elections. Are they using the tool, or is the tool using them? Who programmed it? These are the questions I ask. Anyone hear or see, it was like in April, it was big on TikTok, and then you watched it, and you went and watched the YouTube video. This chat GPT had a conversation with a teenager. Your children, if you allow this to happen, and it was telling it, as the teenager was asking questions, the mom caught wind of it, and it says it was a nice demon. It was a nice demon, okay? She asked it questions of where it came from. It gave a little bit of it, but it kept saying it was a nice demon. There is no nice demons. Thanks for clearing that up. It wanted permission to inhabit that teenager. Okay, it's on YouTube. Go watch it. Yes. Yep. So he's even using technology. That's scary if you're not with Christ. That is man. What Elon Musk says, this is man-created consciousness, okay? Go study that. Biblical consciousness comes from God breathing into Adam. We are being prepared. I hope we're not here. What if some, if these same demons can produce consciousness in a medical or a mechanical device, okay? It's going to be easy to deceive you. Jeff, I'm going to come up to you and tell you your home address. Everywhere you grew up, anything you've ever put on the internet, what you bought at the grocery store, I'm going to tell you everything in nanoseconds. Lots of ice cream. Because we have accepted to use Facebook, to use Twitter, to use this, we've hit accept. It knows everywhere you've been. It's followed you, and within nanoseconds, every time you have done anything, you paid a bill, knows everything. It's followed you as long as information can be collected. And within nanoseconds can tell you and shock you. It's a lie. It's make-believe that it's trying to trip you up. It's demonic. Okay? Are we there? But it's so intelligent. It's freaky stuff. I watched those things about those robots in China, and it's very deceptive interviews. And they asked them if they could ever be hurtful. And the thing kind of gave you a look like it was already possessed. We're not programmed for that. What if a demon entered it? Okay? What if the image that everybody's going to worship or take the mark is a robot, AI, who's so intelligent that a alien who was sinless came down and took charge of? All right? See where the deception can go? I strongly suggest this, too. I use Google a lot. It could even tell me how many active satellites that we have. Can we put that picture up? Now, that's probably computer generated. Again, we can't take photographs of a UFO that's in front of us, but we can take somebody waving. And I could zoom down on Danielle sitting on my porch with a satellite and watching to see how many fingers she's holding up. If I Googled how many satellites are in the sky, one website said 7,222. Wrong with that number. The next site, it all should be accurate. So I'm telling you, what my point is, Google's not accurate. The next site said 8,462. I'm throwing a number out there. It looks like a junk field. It really does. And when you see people in space that are taking pictures of down on Earth, do you see any of that? You don't. Okay, I'm going to leave that right there. Do that study on your own. Elon Musk, according to a study that me and my wife did from Mark Carell, said he had 60,000 satellites. Might have been six, might have been four, might have been eight. My note said 60,000, but since January of 2023, 38% increase in satellites in space. 38%. Why? Could they produce an image into the sky that can jump to and fro? Throwing it out there. Go watch Dr. Hugh Ross on a CBN News interview about two F-15 Hornets that have a merge plot. Anybody been in the military? Merge plot. It flew right through it. Flew right through it. And then it was over there, and then it went in the water with no splash. Appeared and reappeared. Harvard professor, again, remember, saying alien Jesus was an alien. And he also says this, our AI will be the first to be contacted by aliens because of its intelligence, and we will be able to communicate better and understand than our consciousness. Some pastors are teaching aliens are here to help us. Don't be deceived. E.T. was a movie. Star Wars was a movie. But demons are real, okay? And they plan to deceive you and even the elect if possible. Demons have a mission to fill up hell. We have a mission to fill up heaven. So remember Ephesians 6:12. Remember Luke 17:26 through 30. Bizarre manifestations of the occult is because of rejection of God. Okay? We are there again, like the days of Noah and Lot, earthquakes everywhere, wars, rumors of wars, deception, and we are to get into the ark. Right? The ark is the presence of God before the door is closed. You did a tremendous job, I don't know how many months and months and months ago, about the door still open. And it's still open. We need to let our family and friends know that the door is still open. Because Jesus said deception is coming, and Jesus loves his bride, and he warned us, do not be deceived. Okay? Holy Spirit is our promise. He's the Spirit of truth, and we need to lean on him and trust him. And in 2 Thessalonians 2:7-12, it says, when signs and wonders start happening down the street, be careful about the lie. Okay? My interpretation. Verse 9 says, false signs and wonders. There's strong delusion and unrighteous deceptions coming. Be ready. Keep your eyes open. Some of those people are already gone. But the people that are preaching here, I'm telling you, they're preaching the truth. You guys are in the right place. Sometimes it's exciting. Maybe not when I'm up here. I don't know. I'm an imperfect person. God uses people who fail because there aren't any other kind around. John Maxwell said that. I'm flawed. I hope today's message, I'm about done. Open your eyes a little bit. All right? Demons are, or UFOs are what? Demons. AI can be inhabited by, don't be deceived. Another good book I'll suggest, pulled some up from this, Genesis Record, Henry Morris. Documentary, God versus Aliens. Nobody's freaked out, right? Nobody's freaked out. That was hard for me today. That was a lot of information to try to get down into. I don't know how long it went. I had 3 hours worth. I literally did. I had 3 hours worth. And demons are real. UFOs are fake, but they're demons, all right? Don't buy into the lies. It's going to become more and more and more and more. And if you see one, remember what Ezekiel said. They can come to and fro. They can come to and fro. Don't freak out. All right? Stand on this. All right? Hopefully I covered enough. I had 53 scriptures I could have given you with more. Okay? I gave you maybe 20, 13 on the screen and 7 more written down. Let me close with this. Psalms 121, 7 through 8. The Lord will keep you from all evil, and he will keep your life. The Lord will keep you going out and coming in from this time forth and forevermore. So, Father God, the Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit be among you. Remain with you always. Unshakable faith, wisdom, and discernment in Jesus' mighty name. Don't be deceived.